In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Every Sunday Matins, we read one of the 11 matinal resurrectional Gospels. They're very important to hear every week. It's important to hear about the resurrection in every way that it can be spoken of. We sing about it and its implications, especially on Saturday night, but really at every service. And we read about the event of the resurrection and how it was accepted and understood by the apostles every matinal gospel for Sunday. And it's very important because the resurrection is something that takes time to assimilate and to understand. As an event, we understand it. As a fact of history, we understand it. Theologically, we understand its implications. But to have the resurrection truly live within us, that takes an enormous amount of time and effort because our passions obscure that truth from us. And reading the resurrectional gospels every Sunday, you see how regular human beings, just like us, encountered information that they had not been expecting and could not understand. And how even though they did not understand it, their faithfulness brought them to eventual understanding and great joy. And so we are reading today, in a few minutes, we'll be reading the Gospel from St. Luke, which is the story of the way to Emmaus, written by Luke, and therefore he was one of the ones there, and also Cleopas is mentioned. So they were on the way to Emmaus, and this was on the day of the resurrection. They'd heard things about the resurrection, but had not seen Christ, and it seemed as idle tales to them. They didn't understand it at all. It didn't make any sense to them. They weren't able to understand it. They wanted to understand it, but they just couldn't. It was just too much. They were too traumatized. They were too frightened. They just couldn't get it done. That's human nature. When human nature encounters God, it is befuddled. Because God is beyond us in every possible way. And so the resurrection for these that had seen their Savior die in blood, they couldn't understand it. Hindsight is 20/20. It's pretty easy to see the signs. It's pretty easy to see the 30 pieces of silver, which was talked about in Jeremiah. It's pretty easy to see being hung between two thieves and all the fulfillment of Scripture. But in the moment, and by moment I mean basically the whole time of the Passion, the whole, basically, let's say, Holy Week, what we commemorate as Holy Week, it was too much for them. And it would be too much for us. So let's look at some of the things that are really important about this way to Emmaus. There's some very important theological points, and I want to talk about them. Because we should understand the plain meaning of what Scripture tells us. Absolutely. But we must feel it too. You've got to feel the Scripture. You've got to feel your heart burning within you when you read these words. That's what they said when the Lord was on the way with them and He was explaining to them the Scripture. Their heart was burning. They didn't understand, but there was something that attracted them. That should be in our heart. That burning when you read these things. And when you hear them read, both are necessary. Both have their strong points and perhaps their weak points. Both must happen. You must read and you must hear the Scriptures. And so, Luke and Cleopas are on their way, a Sabbath day's journey, and going to Emmaus. And an unknown man comes with them. Just kind of joins them. And of course it is the Lord. But their eyes were holden so they could not see Him. We don't know what that means. I don't know why they couldn't see Him. It's never been explained. They just didn't understand that it was Christ. So He spoke with them. And then He said, "Why are you sad? And they said, "Are you a stranger here in Jerusalem? Everybody knows what happened recently." And then he said, "What happened?" And they explained to him how they had thought that he was the Messiah, Christ was the Messiah, and that he was crucified by the rulers. And it's been 3 days, and not only that, but now there's some report that he could be resurrected, and we don't understand. And then he opened to them the scriptures, and their heart burned when he spoke to them. I think there's an important, very important lesson here. We are just like them. We got all kinds of things that keep us confused, that keep us without knowing all of the truth. We say we know the truth. We say we espouse the truth, but we don't live it, so we really don't know it yet. So we're just like them. But what brought them to a knowledge of Christ? Let's speak metaphorically here for a moment. They walked with Him, didn't they? They stayed with Him. They stayed in His path. That's what we must do. They could have said to Him, "This is crazy, the stuff you're talking to us about." But their heart burned within them. And so He stayed with them. And they walked. And they learned many things from Him. And then, of course, it became evening. And it was time to retire. And they asked Him to stay with them. And, of course, He broke bread. And He vanished from their sight. And then they knew. They knew when He broke the bread. And then, of course, they rushed back as fast as they could to Jerusalem, and in the wee hours of the morning met the rest of the disciples who had known that Christ was resurrected. He had appeared individually to Peter. So what are we to learn from this story? God knows our human nature. He knows our weakness. He knows how we don't understand stuff. He knows how stuff confuses us. He knows how we don't apply what we know. He knows all of that. We know it too. We're weak. But if we stay in His path, and if we feel that burning, then we will be enlightened. As your pastor, I pray that God would send this burning to you. You've got to have a heart that burns. You've got to have a heart that feels incomplete without Christ, and only partially completed because of your believing in Him now. You have to have a burning heart. And then this scripture is very meaningful, and all the rest of the scriptures, everything in the scriptures, will be meaningful to you because you will be reading it with a heart that desires. With the heart of Luke and Cleopas. With the heart of Mary who sat at the feet of Jesus. With the heart of the Samaritan woman who, when her sins were exposed, knew that something was happening that was miraculous to her. And she stayed and listened. She became an apostle, equal to the apostles. You've got to have that burning heart, or else you're not going to get much healing. I'm not sure if anybody's going to get healing if they don't have a burning heart. You have to feel the need for God. And God will feel that need beyond your expectations, beyond even what your wants, beyond your knowledge of what you need, He will give to you. But you've got to have that burning heart. We see that in this scripture. One of my most favorite scriptures of the resurrection. Now, here are some theological notes to take home with you. It said that He opened to them the scriptures and thoroughly explained them. Much of that, what He said to them, was never written down, ever. St. John speaks about that He said many things and did many things, the which that if it all written down would fill all the books in the world. Most of it wasn't written down, but it's known because it's in the mind of the church, because He spoke it to men who would promulgate the faith to the entire world. So we see the action of the church here. The Lord speaks to few who then transmit to many. Very important. Also, He was known to them in the breaking of the bread. And of course, this is a reference to the Holy Eucharist. The Holy Eucharist is central to our life. And they knew Him when He broke the bread. We will know Him too when He breaks the bread. And we receive of Him. Not all at once. Of course, we receive all of Him all at once. But we don't understand all of Him all at once. It'll take many times. It'll take a lot of effort. It'll take some pain when we realize things that are wrong with ourselves. But we will know Him in the breaking of bread. It's critical to break bread. It is critical to take His bread, which of course is His body and blood, the heavenly bread. Very important. We are mediocre as a church worldwide because so few people participate in the breaking of the bread. Seldom coming to communion. Seldom making any effort for it. Or having sort of superstitious feelings about it. Absolutely. Prepare yourself for the mysteries and come to them. Not as if it is just something plain and ordinary, but because it is absolutely extraordinary. And without them, we cannot be saved. One other thing about this reading. The Lord appeared to Simon, it says. When they had come back, the people had told them, the Lord has risen and He has appeared to Simon. He appeared to Simon because of his special needs. Because Simon had denied the Lord 3 times. He was a good man. And loved God. But he felt deeply ashamed of his fall. And if the Lord had not comforted him, it would have been too much for him. And he would have fallen away. But the Lord knew this. Simon was strong to begin with. The same kind of thing, of course, worse really, but Judas denied the Lord and served him up. He could have received forgiveness quite easily. He was ashamed. He was sorry. But he had no power in his soul, no manliness. And so he took his sorrow and wrapped a rope around it. Peter was very sorry too. And the Lord knew that he had his limitations. That's why He appeared to him, to comfort him, so that he would not be filled with overmuch sorrow. And He did something else later too. St. John's Gospel talks about it when He restored Peter by saying, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou Me? And He did it 3 times. That was also to help Peter because that process of healing is not something that happens all at once. That might happen in some TV evangelist talks about it and shows some supposed miraculous healing. Really, the most miraculous healing is when the soul changes and becomes holy. And that is never an all-at-once event. It is a lifetime event. And it is more miraculous than the raising of the dead. So may God help us to feel these scriptures and have them burn in our hearts. Not the type of fire that destroys, but the type of fire that warms and attracts with its light. And God will help us to know Him. We must stay in His path. We must walk with Him to Emmaus. And we're walking to Emmaus every day because we're always, something's wrong, something's out of kilter. But He's always with us. If you can have that idea in your heart and have your heart burn, God will enlighten you in everything. All the stuff that we have now, it's all going to go away. All the hurts and all the pains and all the not knowing stuff and all the feeling insecure and all the feeling mad about stuff and all the feeling not sure and all that. It's all going away. And it will be replaced with perfect peace. But we've got to stay on that road. So brothers and sisters, walk. that way to Emmaus every day. And cultivate things so that your heart burns. And if you do this, you will find perfect peace. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through His grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.